Welcome. Each of us, no matter who we are and no matter what worries and concerns we have, no matter how troubled we may be, we are aware that there is something about us that is totally complete and at rest. Even if that is just a fleeting instant of realization now and then, each of us cannot help but be aware that we are already completely at rest, that we don't need to do anything to be who we are. And when we come to a meeting like this, a meeting that might be called a meeting about awakening, satsang, association with truth, company of truth, enlightenment, liberation, self-realization, all these names that we can call it, we all seek to connect with that. We seek to connect with that in a permanent way so that it's obvious to us at all times. And the ways in which that great reality of who we are is described are replete with all kinds of additions that sometimes make it difficult to go directly to that great reality of who we are. So what occurs here in the Great Freedom Teaching is the direct perception of that total freedom. The direct perception of that total freedom without anything else in the way. And that total freedom described in a way that involves no categories. So the only category here is that the epitome of being human is to be totally at rest in all moments, to be totally free as the awareness, which is the essence of every perception. Totally free as the essence of every perception. Every perception, every point of view, no matter what it is, already has complete recall of itself as awareness. So we don't need to do anything. Everything is awareness. All we need to do is rest naturally, freely, totally at ease, as the immediacy of every perception. And as we do so, more and more we realize the utter relaxation that is our natural state. And this relaxation, this utter relaxation, it's not a passive state. It is the reality of the immense power and force of everything that is. That is already complete within us. It's already naturally occurring, just like space is naturally occurring. We, through being exposed to all kinds of points of view and accepting those points of view as descriptions of who we are, most of us take ourselves to be an individual who is separated from all other individuals and who is the perceiver of all kinds of objects. So we might look out into the vast expanse of infinite space and say, I'm someone here, and there's the vast expanse of infinite space. Well, the shift required for total freedom is to realize that we are that vast expanse of infinite space. We are that vast expanse of infinite space. Infinite is the sky. And all the points of view, no matter what they are inseparable from pure space, from this basic space, just as the color blue is inseparable from the sky. And all these points of view, no matter what they are, we don't have to do anything about them. All we do is rest naturally as the basic space of everything, which is entirely aware. And as we do so, we notice more and more that all these perceptions, all these points of view, no matter what they are like drawing a line in water. It's impossible to keep a line in water in place. It disappears in and of itself. It vanishes naturally, leaving no trace. So all points of view are like this. They're like the flight path of a bird in the sky, like the flight path of an airplane in the sky. They disappear naturally. They vanish naturally, leaving no trace. So there's nothing we have to do about them. They're liberated upon arising. They're free in their own place. And no matter what these points of view are, whether we've labeled them as positive, negative, or neutral, all points of view, no matter what they are, in other words, all words in the dictionary could be considered points of view. And all these words in the dictionary that are points of view, as their ultimate meaning, they are the basic space of awareness only. So they're the basic space of awareness with a vivid appearance, a manifestation. These two together are inseparable, like the luster of gold and the gold. They are completely inseparable. But if we look at any perception or point of view and say it's only its appearance and we attribute it with an independent origin, then we'll spend our whole lives caught up in all these points of view and attempting to determine their meaning and how they relate to each other. And those manifestations are great. You know, they're distinct and clear, this vivid appearance of this magnificent display of our own awareness, but they're not just the manifestation alone. They are vividly apparent without ever having truly existed. And what that means is even though that they are a vivid appearance or a manifestation, they have no independent nature or origin that exists elsewhere than awareness. So all points of view, no matter what they are awareness only. Thus, the only freedom we can ever realize is freedom as the immediate perception of point of view. What that means, when a point of view arises, a perception of any kind, and perception and point of view are synonymous. Phenomena, perception, and point of view are synonymous. No matter what arises, we rest naturally without seeking anything. In other words, we don't seek to make the point of view into something. We don't elaborate the point of view. We don't renounce the point of view. We don't indulge the point of view. We simply rest naturally as the awareness that is the essence of that point of view. And as we do so, we realize that the next point of view that comes also appears in, of, and as, and through that basic space of awareness. All points of view, no matter what they are included and contained within awareness, and they're inseparable from awareness, just like the brilliance of a diamond is inseparable from the diamond, just like the color of our skin is inseparable from the skin. All points of view, no matter what they are the basic space of awareness and nothing else. So you see, this is a very direct instruction about who we are. A very direct instruction. It has very few key points and it doesn't have anything else added in. It's entirely up to us, our own self-knowing awareness, to realize ourselves as we are. We are the root of everything. No matter what point of view it is that arises, our awareness is the root of that point of view. And when we rest naturally as that awareness without describing anything for short moments repeated many times in an entirely uncontrived way, in other words, we don't try to prolong a state of natural rest, we simply rest as the awareness that is the essence of each perception, in a totally uncontrived way. And as we do so, more and more we realize that all our perceptions, all our points of view, no matter what they are entirely free, and they've never been anything other than free. And with this reality of natural rest becoming more and more familiar, more and more we realize we aren't someone pointing at space. We are space. We are pure space. We are wholly positive basic space that is entirely aware. So rather than being a subject pointing at an object of space, we realize we are that space, and the perception of being someone naturally occurs within that space. It occurs in, of, as, and through that space. But it has no identity or origin in and of itself. So if all of this sounds obscure to you, or if it just has a slight ring of truth, just keep coming back here, and conviction will dawn. Conviction will dawn. Because, you see, we can't get away from who we are. There's no exit. There's no escape hatch. We can't get out of who we are, no matter what we try. Even if we take ourselves to be all of our points of view, it doesn't change the reality that we already are, the basic space of awareness. So you see, there's nothing that has to be done. We already are who we are, and so is everybody else. So if we want to call it enlightenment or being human at the maximum level or whatever we want to call it, everyone already is this. It's not a matter of just some people being able to realize who they are. Everyone has already realized who they are. Whether it's recognized or not, well, that's up to each of us, you know. And that can only come about through this very key point of resting naturally in an entirely uncontrived way as the immediacy of every perception. When we do so, we realize more and more a vivid wakefulness that is our true nature. And that vivid wakefulness is the basic space of all points of view. No points of view left out. There's no point of view that exists elsewhere. And there's no separate awakening or enlightenment that's apart from point of view. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like we have to get rid of all the points of view. The awakening is the point of view. There's no separate awakening or enlightenment apart from the points of view. Whatever the points of view are, they're the magnificent dance, the magnificent celebration, the magnificent play of our very own awareness. So if we try to get rid of some points of view or indulge others in order to make ourselves into who we are, we'll just be involved in the accumulation of more points of view. If we think we have to do special things or live in a certain way or live in a certain place or any of that, we'll just be adding more and more points of view about who we take ourselves to be. But you see, timeless freedom is timelessly free all the time. All the time. There's no circumstance that needs to be contrived for freedom to be timelessly free. The total freedom is in, of, as, and through each perception, no matter what it is. Each perception, no matter what it is the impeccable, immaculate throne of natural rest. There's no perception whatsoever that needs to be changed. No perception that we've had in the past, that we've had now, that we're having now, or that we'll have in the future. They're all timelessly free. Whether we attribute these perceptions to our thoughts, our emotional states, our sensations, our conduct, or whatever they are, they're all timelessly free. Timelessly free is nothing other than the basic space of awareness. Sometimes when we hear this, it turns everything that we've thought to be true upside down, because maybe we've thought that we have to accumulate meritorious actions or good works in order to experience freedom, or maybe we've thought that we have to meditate for hours in order to get in touch with freedom. But you see, the ultimate meditation is this meditation of total freedom as the immediacy of every perception. There's no meditation greater than that, because it integrates everything all at once. The foremost mandala, the integrated mandala of the magnificent display. So there's nothing that we need to change. There's nothing that we need to change. And this that I'm sharing with you, this is something every human being can understand. No matter who we are aware that we are aware. We experience awareness. And that awareness is that in which all other points of view arise. So there's awareness, and then there's the point of view of being somebody. In other words, being an I. So awareness is the basic space of I. I and awareness are synonymous. There's no I we need to get rid of. I and awareness are synonymous. There would be no I without awareness. And when we rest naturally, freely, as the in the immediacy of every perception, we realize that this I point of view, it's equal to all the other points of view. It's an expanse of equalness and evenness with all other points of view. There isn't an I point of view that's a repository or a mainframe computer of all the other points of view. It's awareness only. If we wanted to say there was a mainframe computer repository of point of view, it would only be awareness. It would only be the basic space of awareness. So there's nothing we need to get out of the way. We don't need to get an I out of the way, because an I is a vivid appearance only when we're thinking about being an I. But we rarely have that thought, really, if we look at it. If we look at it, we rarely take ourselves to be someone. What is most obvious is the natural presence of awareness. That's the constant in all of our experience. No matter what it is that we experience, the experiencing is naturally occurring due to awareness. And this awareness includes all points of view: birth, death, happiness, suffering, pleasure and pain. They're all equal. They're all equal as the basic space of awareness. And when we rest as awareness more and more, this idea of being somebody who is born and dies, it just vanishes. It vanishes. We're not so preoccupied with being somebody. And as I said earlier, this isn't a passive state of just kicking back and ignoring everything that's going on. As we rest naturally, we find that we have an indwelling confidence, of immense benefit that automatically issues forth, that instantaneously, unremittingly, relentlessly issues forth from this basic space. And this emanation of benefit that issues forth is one of complete wisdom and compassion. In other words, a wisdom and compassion that is naturally complete in itself. It doesn't need to be drummed up or cultivated or developed. It naturally is, but we only tap into it when we realize this reality of natural rest that is our true nature. Are there any questions, or would anyone like to share their own experience of living as the basic space of awareness?
I was just thinking about the I, which dissolves like into the basic space, because really after some weeks or only shortly, I realized that it was really an experience realizing that the I took myself to be with all the characteristics was dissolving into, it suddenly appeared to me that's a point of view. So I had to laugh so much, and it was like so real relaxed. I was relaxed, I was resting, and seeing that this point of view of I was just a point of view like a dog or like a, like everyone, like everyone. I see everything I see. So the point of view I is same as point of view fear or point of view carpet, everything. So that was like a real relief, I can say. And from that, that changed a lot. Also, so I can see that everything also, when sickness comes up, or sleepy, or that it all is a point of view. And that all is a very basic space and has nothing to grab onto. There's nothing, because there is no eye, an eye that's grabbing onto something, or an eye that is sleepy, an eye that is sick. So that doesn't make sense anymore. So that was a real nice experience. So everything dissolved into that. So that I was thinking about that when Candace was sharing with that point of view eye. So a great relief.
Thank you. Thank you, Kit. Would anyone else like to share or ask a question?
Is there an origin or a purpose to basic space?
There's no origin to basic space. It's entirely unborn and uncreated. And basic space could be called by many names, depending, you know, what culture we live in. It could be called God or Brahman or Krishna consciousness, or what are some other names for it? We all know.
So could we say that it's infinite?
Yes, absolutely. Infinite, like the vast expanse of infinite space. So, you know, say we were a bird that could fly forever and we flew into the sky, we'd never find any end to infinite space. So yes, basic space is that. And even though we've come up with many culturally specific words to describe this over time, today, for the first time in human history, we're all knitted together as a global human community. So it's very important that we have words to talk about the reality of who we are that all human beings can understand. And in this way, we can all come together in our indivisible awareness and solve the problems facing our world.
And what about purpose? Is there a purpose? Is there an ultimate purpose?
An ultimate purpose to basic space? Yes, there is an ultimate purpose, so to speak, in that which is entirely unborn is wholly positive. So it only emanates benefit. It emanates only benefit. So let me describe that a little bit more. Every point of view, no matter what it is wholly positive basic space. So the nature of every point of view, no matter what it is the realization of itself as basic space. So in that way, all points of view, no matter what they are entirely free. We're entirely free no matter what point of view we have. So this is the ultimate benefit or purpose of basic space. And you know, when we live based on all our points of view, we can see just a smidgen. Do you know what that word means? Just a tiny, tiny bit of what's available in terms of options for solving problems. Because all of the problem solving is based on all these different points of view. But when we rest naturally, we realize that within this basic space, which we already are, there is a naturally occurring omniscience. You know, this place of tremendous breakthrough, where all of a sudden there are all kinds of solutions to problems that are readily available but have never been seen before. And we've all had experience of this in our own life, when all of a sudden some kind of incredible solution to a problem came. And maybe we wished, gosh, I wish I had access to that all the time. But we do, but we can't strive to get it. It only comes about through resting naturally as the total basic space of who we are. And when we do so, we find that this omniscience, so to speak, this all-knowing is naturally occurring. When we rest as basic space, all points of view, no matter what they are, included and contained within us. So we are the reality of the totality rather than just a few fragments of it. Something more?
We need to take time to digest.
So basically, I understood that it's, and it's similar to the old teaching, just it's more direct way to show it. It's like the benefit is the recognition of being aware that expands itself more and more and more and more, something like that.
Yes. Yes, because, you know, it isn't a destination. We'd have to say, well, who would be going where? But then again, you know, we are all beautiful human beings. And when we realize that we are wholly positive basic space and nothing else, each moment of our human experience, so to speak, is more and more marvelous. So, you know, there's no destination. It's not like arriving at a destination of total freedom and then we just feel the same all the time. Even if we lived forever as a human being, each moment would be more and more wondrous as the completeness of this basic space.
If it is a continuous union, it's almost like it is something that we know, but at the same time, in our essence, we know. But at the same time, it's newness, it's all new.
Well, that would be one way to describe it, but we keep the terminology extremely simple in great freedom so that everyone has a direct opportunity to realize who they are. And what has been true throughout all time, wherever there has been a teaching of direct perception of awareness, is that these two, freedom from points of view, freedom as points of view, and omniscience are coupled. So, you know, the word omniscience means all-knowing. It means all-knowing. That in each moment there is an all-knowing of whatever is occurring. And this omniscience is beyond anything that could ever be imagined from point of view. But, you know, if you just think about different things that you may have read, like people walking through walls or flying through space or picking up sacred treatises and knowing everything that's in them or whatever it is, all of these powers, so to speak, are already naturally occurring for everyone. And they are this omniscience. But we can never realize it unless we rest naturally, without seeking anything. You know, within our capacity as human beings is something so immense that it cannot even be imagined, you know. Anything we've done in our life, no matter how exalted it is, from point of view, it cannot compare to what we have at our disposal. And so, you know, this word omniscience, I use it over and over again because it's not a word to be run away from. It's not a word to be shy of. You know, this is the reality of who we are. And as we rest naturally, we realize more and more the essence of our own being.
So if we don't have to do anything,
Well, we rest naturally until we realize that there's no need to do so, that we're already at natural rest. Or, you know, there are two two methods, so to speak. One is to rest naturally, freely, as each perception. And the other is just to come, keep showing up here and conviction will dawn. So those are the two ways. Now, a lot of times people want to have a little something to hang on to. So resting naturally is that little something. But then for others, there's some people in this room who just keep showing up and then conviction dawns. Whatever your approach is fine. When we hear over and over and over again that we are a point of view called an I, and that this I has all kinds of characteristics that are a lot of other points of view, then we grow to believe that we are that. And so this is no different. You know, when we hear the reality of who we are, more and more we know that reality is ourselves. It's not something that's inaccessible. We don't have to be in India to realize it or anywhere else. We don't have to be doing anything special, twisting our body into certain shapes or contriving anything at all. When we take the direct approach of either showing up until conviction dawns or resting naturally freely as each perception. Namaste, Shanti. Then more and more we realize the single flavor of everything. You know, that everything is a single flavor. Are there any other questions or Jerome?
I'm listening to your CDs and I'm here in satsang and I just need to cry all the time.
Cry?
I just need to cry all the time. And I don't know, it's something is happening. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Jerome. Oh, yes. It's, you know, it's like tears of joy, because many times we've been trying to figure out who we are. We've been reading books. We've been going many places. And then all of a sudden, we realize we are who we are. And it's so easy. It's so easy. It's so direct. And sometimes that brings tears of relief and joy.
It's so much effort to find what I am already. And now I can sort of put all those weapons down. I'm eager to find it and go. That is totally relaxing.
Thank you, Jerome. Thank you. Shoshana, please.
I realized yesterday. But since I've been coming to the Great Freedom teachings, there was a sudden realization that I wasn't hanging on to all my points of view. It just happened automatically, and because before I used to go crazy. I used to hang on to this point of view and go round and round like a spiral, trying to hold on to it. And it was amazing because I talked to George in bed this morning. I said to him, he was reading from the 12 inquiries, and it was, you know, amazing that it just happened automatically. And I didn't... And somehow when I feel that I should be a little stressed, So I feel like I should be going back into my point of view. But I can't. It's amazing. It really is amazing. And so, so simple. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Shoshan.
Something happened and they kind of trapped us in this thought that is not, doesn't belong to us, but we got to deal with that all the time, most of it.
Well, you know, one of the things about intellectual speculation is that it's endless. You know, if we try to figure it out, then we'll be in a labyrinth. You know what a labyrinth is? A maze. Just completely going round and around and around, but it's the kind of maze or labyrinth where there's no way out. This is what intellectual speculation is like. So, you know, if we say, well, why did this come about? How did this come about? Why don't we know who we are? What are the metaphors for it? Do we have little demons running around inside us, thoughts and emotional states that take us out of who we are? Oh, we'll just go absolutely Looney Tunes if we try to figure it all out. But if we just rest, we find, like Shoshana said, we already are this. It's so easy. What we already are, and nothing has ever stood in the way. Even if we have thought that there is something standing in the way, there never has been anything standing in the way. We've always been timelessly free. So now, you know, there's a way to understand that very directly. Not only understand it. First people come usually and they understand it intellectually. And then there begins to be a recognition that this is so. Recognizing it in what's occurring within us and outside us. And then that recognition melts into a realization that all we've ever been is this holy, positive, basic space. But we can't contrive that in any way. So, you know, what I always encourage people to do is keep the focus on themselves, just on their own freedom in whatever their perception is. It's just like the holy, positive, basic space of who you are is a treasury. It's a treasury, a treasure chest. And every point of view that is contained within your treasure chest is a wish-fulfilling gem that is in that treasure chest. And so with every single one of those points of view, there can either be the realization that it is a treasury of awareness, or there can be another wish fulfillment. Do you see what I mean? Say anger comes up. That's something, that, a point of view we've all had. There's no one who hasn't had the point of view of anger. It comes up and we decide that we're going to make something out of it. So we say, oh, well, she made me angry. She did this or she did that. And And so then there's a whole story about it. You see, the wish-fulfilling gem, it can be whatever we take it to be. But when that point of view of anger comes up, you see there are only two ways to go with it. One is into making a story out of it, out of what it is, elaborating it. And the other is to just rest naturally. Just don't go there. Rest naturally, freely, as the awareness that is the source of that perception. Be the treasure chest rather than the treasure. Yeah. But in being the treasure chest, all of the treasure is inseparable from you. You know, it's all contained within you, but you don't need to make anything out of any special one. Say you're a treasure chest and you have every kind of gem that's known within you. If you grab one of those gems, say a ruby, and you just clutch to that, you know, without realizing that all these gems are included within you, then all you'll ever see is the ruby. But if you just rest naturally as the treasury of all points of view, the basic space of all points of view, then you realize more and more that all these points of view, all these wish-fulfilling gems, they're just free in their own place. They're completely free in their own place. And when we're free as the immediacy of every perception, you see, when we grow in the strength of that, when we grow more and more familiar with it, there's no perception in and as which we are not free. So no matter what comes up, we're free as that perception. Nothing can throw us off course. If our circumstances change, if our emotional patterns change, if we suddenly become ill or something unexpected happens to someone we love, they have an accident or they become gravely ill, we're free as all perceptions, no matter what they are. This is true freedom, the freedom that includes all perceptions. Yes.
As long as we remain aware of it.
Well, you see, awareness is. So when we rest as that awareness, free as each perception that arises, then more and more we have complete release from hope and fear. Less and less do we have the perception of someone trying to do something. There only is that awareness, and there's no turning back from it. There's no separation from point of view and coming together with it. There's just this wholly positive basic space, and there's no way to undo it. You see, there's no perception that can come up that can undo it.
But it happens in stages.
Well, you know, that's a great question. For some people, it can happen, boom, just like that all at once. For others, it's more developmental. It's a gradual familiarization. There's no special way that it has to be. Just focus on yourself and your own awareness, and whatever it is, it is. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. We'll sit quietly for a moment before we end.